As promised, have a farmer on the phone with me this morning. Someone who's been with us before, Pat Berger from Local Farm. Pat, you'll have to remind me the name of your farm if you have a special name, but thank you for being with us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me. And my farm name is Boreal Bounty Farm.
That's right, Boreal Bounty. And how close to Two Harbors are you?
I'm about 7 miles northwest of town.
Oh, got it. Well, wonderful. Thank you for being with us. You are a loyal farmers market person for the Two Harbors area farmers market as well. And the things that I remember from Boreal Bounty Farm, you can correct me if I'm wrong, is that you have apples. And
yes.
I think maybe you sold me some celery once, too, which I thought was rather unusual and excellent. Was that you?
That was me. And I have a story on the celery. This year, for the first time, so I've been doing market garden.
Yeah.
This is my fifth year. And this year, the deer have been an issue. You know, my gardens are fenced. Pretty high. But somehow I have some, you know, I don't know if they're like reindeer, but they can fly, and they love celery. All of my beets, they like beet greens, fell to the deer. So there are some well-fed deer here who were eating celery, and they must have been on a diet, celery and beet greens. I don't know.
Oh, and how high is your fence?
Oh, like 8 feet.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they were persistent. I mean, it just over and over. I replanted the beets 3 times, so like 1,200 beets, and they ate every one of them when they were like 4 inches tall. So
no kidding. Well, wow. Well, as a human, I am outraged because I want that food for us. That is amazing. Did you actually catch any of them in the act, or it's just they come in and out when you're not looking?
I did see this one window. She was very persistent. I caught her a few times, but she would just, you know, fly back over that fence, and she'd be back the next day or next night. So anyway, that was one of my big challenges this year.
That sounds like a real and after you go to all the effort to build a substantial fence, too. I mean, that's really something. I know in town, you know, it's always been a problem, but this year they even are eating things that they don't usually eat. Like, I feel like once they discover the garden, then it's really hard to stop them. They just make a beeline for it, no matter how big your defenses are. And like tomato leaves, I don't remember deer eating tomato leaves before, but
I haven't either. But you're right, and that's what many people have said. It's kind of like, ooh, once they know there's something good in there, they'll be back.
Yeah.
And that was very true. So anyway.
Anyway.
So my beet customers, sorry, no beets this year.
Well, anyway, Pat, this is your fifth year. That means you have put some time into cultivating the soil and also cultivating the farmer's market. Let's start with the soil. How has this year been for you? We've been hearing all kinds of different stories because it's been, you know, as we all know, cool and wet, and suddenly now it's hot and dry. So what does that look like for you?
You know, it really, the cool and wet part was very challenging. You know, at the beginning, I would say I'm at least 2 to 3 weeks, you know, behind where I've been in previous years, where it's been much warmer and much drier. So that was a big challenge, you know, at the beginning. And then now, you know, just, I have to say something like, I have snap peas now.
Hmm.
It's September.
Yeah.
And they, you know, but the weather has been such that the mornings have been, at my house anyway, have been very cloudy, foggy, drizzly, and maybe in the afternoon the sun pops out. So it's more like the temperatures that the cool weather things really like. And I'm fortunate, I have a couple of hoop houses where I have my tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, basil, things like that, that really like the heat. And so those are doing very well. But some of the other things, crops that really like, you know, a lot of warmth and sun are definitely behind.
Yeah. My knowledge, which is very limited, says that things like lettuce, broccoli, they like the cool, kale. So are those plants doing all right?
Those things have done well, yes. Yep,
okay.
they are.
So basically, if it's green and leafy, maybe it'll be all right. But if it is supposed to develop into something colorful and juicy, then we're in less luck.
Right, right. I know you had mentioned something previously about winter squash. Again, those are behind, but they're doing very well now. I'm just hoping that because we've had so much cool weather, I'm hoping that we have enough warm weather now that it's September to
right.
ripen those up.
There's no sign of a frost yet, I believe.
No, I have not seen any sign of that yet. So hopefully, maybe this is going to be our summer, per se.
Right.
And things will have a chance to kind of finish off. I know my Brussels sprouts, although they don't mind a frost, they actually are kind of better after a frost. They're behind, but I think the fact that they can withstand frost, I'll have a nice crop of those too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will tell.
Yes, it will, as it does every year. Have you specifically benefited from the more moisture? I mean, it does seem like for once rain hasn't been an issue.
Yes, in the fact that I haven't had to water. Like last summer, with it being so dry, I did do a lot of irrigating.
Okay.
At the beginning of the season, watering, new transplants or the seeds or the very early plants, you got to give them a lot of water. But I really haven't had to water too much. You know, in the last couple months, it's been pretty steady, kind of what you
right.
need.
So right.
So that's been nice. Because if I don't have to water, I prefer not to.
Right. So that at least is one thing that's been going for you. And now, Pat, just one more question before we sign out about the farmer's market. You know, I go to the farmer's market, and I know you've been there for quite a few years now. How would you compare different years and also different venues, like different settings? I think this is the second or third year it's been at Burlington Bay. You know, it's pretty hot and parking lotty there, but on the other hand, the location gets so many passers through. What's your opinion about the best place to hold a farmer's market?
Well, obviously, when we had it over at Cedar Coffee, it was a beautiful venue, beautiful location. You know, you had trees in the back, it was shadier, that sort of
right.
thing. Where for the hot years, that was nicer. This year has, again, been a little bit cooler, a little bit more rain and drizzle and such. Hasn't really been a factor, but the visibility where it is now at Burlington Station
it's unquestionably
it's very beneficial
huge.
To
yeah.
the vendors. You know, it's right there, tourists going through town. This year has been, I would say, not maybe quite as busy as last year or
okay.
the year before,
okay.
During the more of the pandemic where people were staying really close to home, but it's nice city traffic. It is a good location for that fact.
Yep.
Just for the traffic. And I will say the other thing is, the fact that you can just, as a vendor, you can drive your car or truck or whatever
right.
and load it right there. And we don't have to, I guess, haul our stuff from
right.
somewhere, park somewhere else. So there are definitely benefits to it. And I would say they're maybe 50-50, between local people
okay.
from the city and tourists, depending on, again, I think the weather and,
yep.
The time of year and all of that. But it's that location, it's worked out nice, and it is more visible than,
Yeah,
previous.
It is. I have to acknowledge it. Its practicality is unquestionable.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
And it's a lot of time that you folks put into not only being there, but setting up and taking down. And so I think it's good to, I'm glad you mentioned that as one of the factors as well. And my hope is that it will continue to build in, how many years will it take for the vast majority of Two Harborites to head over there on a Saturday morning to get their weekly vegetables. And now this year, it's of course been very slow to really provide the vegetables, but now that we're in full swing, I'm hoping that, in a way, maybe September will be the biggest month for selling vegetables. Who knows?
It probably will. It's definitely, again, behind previous years, but things are starting to come in. More and more of the vegetable vendors have, fresh produce available. And so, everybody come down tomorrow, 10 to 1 Burlington Station, and check out what your local farmers, neighbors, artisans, producers have to offer.
Wonderful. Thank you. And one quick question before we go. How is the apple season developing?
the apple season is developing quite well.
Oh, good.
After last year, which was disappointing. But yeah, so we're going to, we'll start picking and, you know, I'll probably announce something. I think once we get our cider press out, we'll kind of open it up if other people want to bring their apples and go ahead and press them as long as we have the press.
Great.
Apple cider. So I'll probably put, I'll put something on Facebook when we decide to do that.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm talking with Pat Berger from Boreal Bounty Farm, just northwest of Two Harbors. Thanks, Pat, for being with us, and good luck.
Thanks for having me. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye. That was Pat Berger, is a local farmer at